Brand new LCP.
Yes, sir. You guys are tuning in right now for another brand new installment of that. One more time.
Brand new LCP.
Now, in this installment, I want to talk about Marcus Houston, because Marcus Houston has made headlines. Because as we all know, or some of you guys might not know, but I believe Marcus Houston is married to a woman who is, I believe, 19 to 20 years younger than him. Now, Marcus Houston was 38 years old when he met his wife, who was 19 at the time. Now, Marcus Houston today, I don't know what the fuck is the occasion or why he did it. But Marcus Houston did an interview where he said that he met his wife when she was 17 years old. Now, I believe when she was 17, he was 36. He said at that time, they had no connection. There was nothing going on. But I guess 2 years later, when she was 19, whatever the fuck the case may be, they met and they started dating. They had so much in common and everything like that. So I just want to know.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, because I don't want to bash them, because at 19, that is quote unquote grown. Send voice messages to my Instagram, which is Lunchroom Chatterpod. If a man or a woman, now I know it's a double standard. We all know double standards, they exist. Yes, double standards are real. But for the sake of this question, centering the question on Marcus Houston, now I already know most of y'all gonna say, no, I don't agree. It's nasty. I know, because of the double standard. If there's a man out there and he's 38 years old and you have a daughter that's 19 years old, how would you feel about your 19-year-old daughter telling you, hey, I have a boyfriend and he's 38 years old? So again, you guys can send those voice messages into my Instagram, which is Lunchroom Chatterpod. Now, before I dive into what Marcus Houston had to say, and also a clip where it's a quick clip where they touch on, like, how young is too young to date somebody, even though someone is 18. Like, can an 18-year-old date a 40-year-old? Because like I said, man, and we're going to get into some of the double standards. So you guys, man, who stay locked in, stay tuned into that.
Brand new LCP.
Now, this probably won't be a full episode. I've been so busy. I've been so fucking exhausted. So you guys have been getting some extra bonus content and shit like that that I've kind of just putting out there for you guys, man. But to you guys out there, man, who stay supporting that Lunchroom Chatter podcast weekly, monthly, I want to give you guys a hand clap. Man, again, my Cash App is $NYCStory718. My Venmo is Lunchroom Chatterpod. Now, before I dive into the shit, I want to play an old song by my guy, Oswin Benjamin. This song is called God Free. They gonna know my name.
Yeah. I done moved from my mama crib to the city. Took the Civic southbound from my town, and they don't know my name.
Know my name.
They like, oh yeah, that's what's his name.
That's what's his name. Yeah. That's what's his name.
I done been to building 400 for them bros, so unemployed, we wouldn't put my benefits on old eight Florida life.
What's my name? What's my name?
And did I bring my resume?
Did you bring your resume?
I remember spending money that I need for rent to recoup the tickets that I funded friends for my events. When you get in, you better know.
Know my name.
500 cash for 5 minutes on stage. Don't be amazed. I've been working.
Brand new LCP.
I done had my record feature on the block. I need to check my name. Y'all ain't proofreading. You fuck with me, but don't
know my name. Don't know my name.
Come on, what type of sense that make?
What sense that make? What sense that make?
Okay, I manifested my vision. Overpaying tuition, aunts and uncles, they phase it all. They find walking on stage and they don't know.
Don't know my name, don't know my name.
Cause I ain't do your college thing.
Cause I ain't do your college thing.
I've been working way too hard now. I done slept in way too many cars, baby. I done fucked too many bitches right now. It's been a while since I spoke to the Lord.
Pray you know my name.
Working way too hard.
I don't know my name.
I done slept in way too many cars.
I don't know my name.
I done fucked too many bitches.
I don't know my name.
It's been a while since I spoke to the Lord. I know my name. God gave me a shot, and I ain't put the cal away. This work just sway, kept firing on the stage with 60K in front of me. They about to know my name.
They know my name, they know my name.
They about to know my name.
They know my name, they know my name.
Oh, my. Accolades were televised, yeah. BET supplied the cipher. I spoke my mind, I opened eyes, no compromise. The Calvin Road is busted around, they go top five about
it. Don't know my name, don't know my name.
Oh, but that feeling's great.
That feeling's great, that feeling's great.
Now the niggas from the town I left is in my DM claiming I'm up next and I'm the link that's missing in the game. But shit done changed cause I don't know they
names. Don't know they names, don't know they names.
Oh, but they know my name.
They know my name, they
and shit done changed.
I've been nigga. Working way too hard,
yeah, I know my name.
I done slept in way too many cars,
yeah, I know my name.
I done fucked too many bitches raw,
yeah,
now
I know my name.
It's been a while since I spoke to the Lord.
You know my name.
I've been working way too hard.
Now I know my name.
I done slept in way too many cars.
Now I know my name.
I done fucked too many bitches raw.
Now you know my name.
It's been a while since I spoke to the Lord.
Now you know my name.
Yeah.
Again, that is my guy, Ozzy Oswin Benjamin with God Free, Know My Name. That is off his project that dropped in 2019 entitled God Free. Man, you guys check out and support the guy, Oswin Benjamin. Now, Marcus Houston, we all know your name. Marcus, why are you acting so fucking immature? Marcus Houston, why are you acting so fucking crazy? Now, like I said, man, I'm trying to give him some grace because 18-19 is quote-unquote legal in the eyes of the law, so I don't want to jump down his fucking throat too much. But like I said, man, it's always going to be a double standard because if there's an older man and he dates down, a lot of motherfuckers say, oh, you a pedophile. Nigga, she only 18, she 19. That mean when she was 15, you would date her. Like, motherfuckers create these fucking narratives, especially when it be a grown-ass man and he dates down. Now, if there's a grown woman, let's say 38, 39, let's say even 40 years old, and she dates a dude that's, let's give him 19, 20. Some shit like that. See, it's not seen the same way because it's a double standard. But now, let's dive into what Marcus Houston, this is what Marcus Houston had to say. He opened up regarding the backlash he receives because of the damn near 19, 20 year age gap between him and his wife. Now, again, I don't know what made this motherfucker say this shit now, but this was my guy, Mark. Let me not say my guy now, because I don't want to get on the wrong side of this shit. But this is what Marcus Houston, MH, this immature motherfucker, this is what he had to say. Marcus, talk to me.
Me and my wife's situation is a little different. You know, how we met, you know, through mutual friends and everything like that. You know, when I met my wife, she was 17. So, you know, we had no really conversation and no really connection until, you know, she was of age. And, you know, it's, people don't understand it. And I got a lot of course, I got a lot of backlash for marrying someone that was 19. And, you know, when we did finally start to talk, I was like, this woman is like me. And she was just like, when I would talk to her, she just, for one, we had a spiritual connection. And I feel like that's the most important thing. We both love God. We both love Jehovah. And that was key. And being able to start being around her and talking to her and talking to, like, we got it. We connected through music. And, you know, her spirit, her kindness, her heart reminds me a lot of my.
I want to give him a hand clap. We're going to stop it, and I'm going to give him a boo. And the only reason why I'm giving him a boo is because he met her at 17. So when you met her at 17, she was 17, and I believe if she was 17, he was 36 years old. So now this is a tough topic, man, because we have to get into attraction because, like I said, it's a double standard when it comes to attraction because I've worked with grown women many times in my life, 35, 40, 45, 50 years old, I was a young man and I worked with a grown woman. Because going back to when I was 14, 15, shit, even 13 years old, I've had grown women at work tell me, oh my God, you're so handsome. Oh my God, you're so attractive. And I was 13. Now, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong. But like I said, it's a double standard with that because, for example, if there's a girl at work, let's say for all purposes, let's say she's 14, 15 years old. And that is a grown man at the job who tells her, oh my God, you're so pretty. Oh my God, you're so attractive. It comes off weird because it's a man saying it. But every job I've had before I turned 18 years old, I've worked with older women. 30, 35, 40 years old. Now, you know, I think I'm an attractive guy. I think I'm handsome. I think I'm kind of cute. Don't you? We're going to clap it up. You know, I think I'm a little sex symbolist, you know? So, like I said, man, every job I've had when I was under the age of 18, between 13 and 18, I've worked with older women. And so many have called me handsome, cute, you're attractive. One woman even told, well, two women told me in my life, again, when I was under the age of 18, oh my God, you know, if you was a little older, I would make you mine. And I'm like, bitch, what? What?
Oh my God.
And it's okay because it's a woman saying it. So there's a double standard with that because as a man, if I say, oh, yo, ooh, if you was just 2 years older, I would take it. See, now you guys see the grossness of it. When it's a woman saying it, it's different. Now, when it's a man saying it, it takes on a whole new life because it becomes nasty. Now, when a woman says, oh, my God, oh, all she's doing is giving you a compliment. See, but we can't say that shit because we are seen as dogs. We are seen as, oh, men are so dirty. You know he would take her down. And like I said, man, it's tough, but I want to dive into this shit real quick. Hold on, man. Now, again, I found the clip on YouTube. This is from The Desirable Truth. That's the page on YouTube. Now, the question posed in this clip was, should a 40-year-old guy date an 18-year-old girl? Now, the brother who I believe runs this page, he went around asking, he asked two women, should a 40-year-old man date an 18-year-old girl? This is what they had to say.
How'd you feel about a 40-year-old guy dating a 19-year-old chick?
I think it's wrong. No. I think the 40-year-old should accept responsibility and understand that that is completely not okay.
Okay.
And it's not, she's a full-grown adult, but I don't think it's okay. No, I don't.
But it's okay for a woman to sell herself on OnlyFans at 18 and get railed on camera for money, but not enter a consensual relationship.
So this is...
I want to pause it because he bring up a valid point. And again, not to play devil's advocate, but it's so many things that people can do at 18 that's seen as okay. Because that's true. OnlyFans, you do need to be 18. We seen it with, what's her name? Bad Bobby. You guys might know her as the Catch Me Outside, How About That? That girl. To where she turned 18. And the day she turned 18, she made her OnlyFans. Now, again, I believe she made, it was some crazy shit like $1 million or $2 million in the first month. Some wild shit. And motherfuckers, oh my God, all the men who signed up is disgusting. But again, 18 in the eyes of the law is grown. So like I said, man, it's always that double standard, that iffy part. Because yes, 18 is grown, but since 18 is so close to 17 and 17 is underage, that's where you kind of get that stigma. That, oh my God, if she just turned 18, even if she's 19, she's not developed. So it's tough. That's why I said, me personally, would I date somebody who's under the age of, let me think for a second. Now, my age limit would probably be, I wouldn't even say 20, man, because again, I know maturity is not really age-based anymore because social media make motherfuckers immature. Motherfuckers be 35, 40, 45 fucking years old. Immature as hell because they rely so much on social media. So I'm not even going to say it's age related, but I'm going to say my minimum would probably be 24. 24 is probably the lowest I would go in relation to dating. Now, 23, I don't know, but I just wouldn't date somebody 18, 19 because yes, when I was 18, I was so mature. But that was pre-social media. Now with social media and you factor in a lot of different shit, trends and TikToks, like I don't want to date nobody. Again, 24, they still might, well, not might. 24, that person is probably still going to be in the trends and social media. But I just don't want to date nobody who going to skip around and I got to do TikToks and the Savage Challenge, Bougie, Ratchet, all this fucking stupid shit. I ain't trying to have the phone shoved in my fucking face. But like I said, man, 24, 25, that's probably still going to happen. And that's why I always talk about, you know, the bad parts about social media, man. Because once that shit came into play, I believe that the age generational gap, like the eight, like, you know how people say, oh my God, that's last generation. I feel like every single generation is intertwined now when you factor in social media. Man, motherfuckers be 40, 45 years old, still acting fucking young and stupid and shit. But like I said, man, I'm kind of torn on how I should feel about Marcus Houston because, again, like I said, the only reason why I would knock him is because I believe that when he was 36 years old, again, this is my opinion. I believe that when he was 36 years old and he met her at 17, I believe he knew at that time he wanted to date her. And I believe, again, oh my God, I feel like I got to tread lightly here. But I believe that when he met her at 17, I believe he probably did go out his way to find out when she turned 18. Again, I have no proof. I don't know Marcus Houston, but I believe that that's probably what happened. Because, again, we see this a lot where you have men, I don't want to say who groom, but you have men who monitor women when they're 17 or sometimes even in their late 16s-ish age group because once they turn 18, a lot of men want to be first in line to step up to the plate. But let's finish up the rest of this clip.
I just kind of lean on my faith. Sorry, hot take, but my faith, no, I don't think it's ever worth putting yourself out there to the internet. I do not believe in that, but that's a personal thing. You do you, make your money. But no, I think they're both wrong.
I would like to chime in and just let y'all know, I made more money from my sugar daddy than I did from my full-time job that I have a college degree for.
Oh, respectfully. No, same.
Manuel LCP.
Yeah, absolutely. So I did the same thing, but I will say that my experience as a...
And that's why I said it's a double standard. Because you have this young lady right now speaking, said that she don't believe a 40-year-old man should date somebody 18, 19, whatever the fuck age she said. But now she said, and a woman chimed in and said, I made a lot of money from my sugar daddy. So it's why I said, you got to pick a side. So is it okay for a man to date down, well, somebody who was 18, 19, 20 years old? Is it not okay until it happens to you and now you can benefit from the extra finances? So which one is it? Because she's adamant. You know, I don't like it. I don't think it should. All that shit she was talking. But now at the end, she admits, hey, yeah, I've dated an older guy before and I've gained financially from it. That's why I said it's a double standard. Pick a side. Don't play the fence only when you gain things from it. But now when you're not gaining things from it, now you are against it. We're going to boo that shit because like I said, you gotta. I know now with social media, it's kind of tough to play it even. And that's why I said, always try to play even. Always try to look at things from both points of view. And that's why I said, in relation to that, I'm not going to kill them too much because they started. Well, I would hope that they started dating after she turned 18. They got married after she was 18. So, again, what might have happened, even if they was talking when she was in her late 17s, I don't know. So I'm not going to assume and say, yeah, they was, because I don't know. But I do believe that at 17, when he seen her and she was 17 and he was 30, I believe that he had his eyes on her and he kind of monitored her for about maybe a year, two more years. And then when they reconnected that, he said 19, I believe he was all in because when he met her at 17, well, when she was 17, he already had his eyes on her, man. But like I said, man, I want to have a deeper, lengthier conversation on the next episode. So please, how do you feel about a grown man marrying or dating a girl that is 19 years old? And again, please be honest. Please don't be biased because like we know, 19 is grown. It's grown. So please don't be biased. So I would love an honest opinion. And again, please voice messages only. Please don't send texts. Please only send voicemail, because voicemails add life to the show. It lets the listeners hear your voice. I get to hear your voice as opposed to me reading some shit, man. So like I said, man, you guys out there, man, who stay supporting, who stay showing love to that LCP, I want to give you
brand new LCP
that hand clap, man, because I do all this shit by myself. The editing, the recording, making sure that the sound quality is top notch. That is on point. So you guys can keep coming back for more and more, and you guys can enjoy the episodes, the content. Everything is done independently, man. So you guys out there, man, who stay showing love, stay showing support, and please send those voicemails in so that this weekend, when I have time, I could dive into this shit. We could have a whole discussion, because it is called Lunchroom Chatter, because you guys have to join the conversation. I know privately a lot of you guys tell me, I'm scared. I don't like my voice. I don't like how I sound. But bitch, I don't like how I sound either. But when it's time to express myself, when it's time to say some shit, y'all know damn well I'ma do it. And I ain't gonna lie to you.
Ooh, you a lie.
So stay locked in. It's your man, John A. Schultz. We out there, bitch.
Brand new LCP.